Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
And this just blew me away. You said that I have submissive tendencies.
You do.
Fucking A. What? Explain that.
Okay.
That just blew my top off.
All she needed to do was give me a slap on the ass and say, thanks. And I planned this whole evening of romance. And she literally just wanted to fuck me and leave. I had actually called a friend and was like, dude, is something wrong? Because I've never had this happen to me.
All right, everybody. Another great surprise. I'm not alone on this podcast. I finally have, many of you have been asking about him. He has never done a podcast yet. I have D on the podcast with me.
Yes, this is my first podcast. I have her highly drunk on Hillbilly Mules.
What have we been?
Moonshine and tequila.
Let's start out with what we've been drinking today.
Well, we started off with a combination of a jalapeno martini mixed with a...
No, it was a... What do we call it? A margaritini?
Yeah, margaritini.
There was a big... First of all, I'm going to explain the situation. We had a big misunderstanding. I thought you were making jalapeno margaritas. And you were making a jalapeno martini.
Yes.
So the first round sort of tasted what?
Awful.
Okay, thank you. And so, but I doctored it up and I kind of moved it to the margarita slash martini combo there, hybrid.
Yes, which was pretty good.
And it actually, that came out pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
Now we're mixing this with moonshine. We're not using tequila.
I know. Well, and so some of the listeners now know my sad little experience with moonshine, which has not been good in the past, but I've rectified myself. I feel vindicated.
Yes.
Because I'm okay. I'm not falling down. You're not carrying me. Yeah. I'm all right. And
very smooth alcohol. It's yeah. Not like you're drunk, but you feel kind of buzzed, like you smoked a few joints.
Well, okay, well, I don't know how to answer to the joint thing. However,
it's legal in California.
I know, it's now legal. So, yeah, there we go. And why don't you tell everybody, where are we?
We are in South Lake Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
In your secret cabin.
My secret cabin? Why do you say it's a secret?
No one's ever been here.
That's right.
It's Tom's secret cabin.
That's right. It's my Tom's secret cabin. And we have had a couple drinks, but we have a nice fire going.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here by the fire and we're going to do our little podcast. And I'm excited to have Dee for the first time. I have a lot of questions for him, but I kind of wanted to do like, you know, a combination. It's going to be just a freewheel. You know, I know you had on the drive up, you said you had questions for me, but right now you don't remember any of them. Yes. Because we're a couple drinks into it.
Yes.
And we can't remember shit, but I wrote stuff down because otherwise.
Excellent.
There we go. Okay, I'm going to jump right into some of this stuff. I'm just going to just plop us right into it. I want to talk about size.
Oh, okay.
I want to jump right into it. I want to talk about penis size. And could you describe... I mean, I've talked about you before. And, you know, in various ways. But it's sizable. So I just thought maybe you could, I don't know, give your take on it. Yeah. The same, remember we kind of had this conversation before about some locker room talk, you know, like where you've seen,
locker rooms are always strange because not every guy is a shower.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think I'm a shower. I'm kind of like a grower. You know, so I kind of look average.
I don't know about that, but okay.
But, you know...
The average part, I'm just saying, like, yeah, okay, so, I don't know that you look average, but go ahead.
But, you know, guys all talk, you know, and, you know, we have... It comes in all shapes and sizes, you know, curves, you know, but I don't think I think I'm in that sweet spot. I don't want to be cursed with a 12-inch cock because you would never know what it's like to bury it in a woman.
Which, right.
Who wants that, you know? So
yeah.
I think I'm in that sweet spot. I don't know. I think I'm a 10 on a good day.
I think so. But you know what it is? What it is with you, I'll just say straight out of the gate, it's the girth. I mean, it's a, you know, it, because women are only so deep anyway. I mean, we're all like, you know, we're not, right? You can't get past that. However, the girth part, where we can get, where all women can sort of expand is the girth. And you have the girth, which is very satisfying.
That's which, you know, all I can say is I'm just lucky. You know, I've never, but I also have had friends that,
But you've, you know, what do women say? I mean, you,
I've been big since high school.
Okay.
You know, so high school,
okay.
You know, I had a nickname as Meat, you know,
which
was fun, you know, but
yeah,
it got around that, you know, I was a thicker than average dude.
You are thicker.
So,
yeah,
but you know, it still has to have some stamina because, you know, I was a late bloomer.
Uh-huh.
I actually didn't start having sex until like almost my senior year.
I was a junior.
So,
yeah.
And it was awful, you know. It took me, I would say maybe 1.2 seconds. she was older, and, you know, I was.
Because you were just so excited.
Ready,
yeah.
Know? It's not like I didn't want it, but, you know, it was just like, all right. You
yeah.
Know, just
yeah. Yeah.
Didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Wasn't the timing wasn't right. And,
yeah.
You know, you don't know what you're doing. You're all thumbs. You think it's like porn, you know, it's like. And it's nothing like that. So
yeah.
By the time I got the condom on, and I think it was two pumps in, and Bob was done.
you were a two pump chump. That's what I call
exactly.
It.
At that, when you're young, you don't care.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
So
that's hilarious. I didn't know. That's a new one on me.
Yeah.
I did. I'm a late bloomer. I was a late bloomer too. I didn't know that about you. So we're kind of, that's something we have in common.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so much a nerd. You know, I kind of keep it secret, but, you know, in my little computer things. So.
Well, I like nerdy guys, so there we go. You made a statement to me. I don't know if it was the last time I saw you or the time before. This has been stuck in my craw. I mean, I've got to get to the bottom of this. You said, and this just blew me away. You said that I have submissive tendencies.
You do.
Fucking A. What? Explain that.
Okay.
That just blew my top off.
Now, it's not in a sense of that you're a sub. Overtly.
Okay.
But in the act of pleasure, you let someone control you. You can do some light choking. You can do some light bondage.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Spanking.
Yeah.
You know, and pretty much, you know, anything a guy desires, it's open. So.
Well, depending on the guy.
You,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
okay.
Puts you in a submissive state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have not had any requests denied with this.
From me?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know.
So,
yeah.
Pretty much sub.
Oh, I know. Okay, so that, when you said that, I was just like, that was like a lightning rod.
Other
that,
than the first time. The first time, you threw me off.
Let's get to that. That's
Rich
one of my
was
questions.
Completely baffling to me. She fucking got up on me and left me insecure the first night.
I, as you said, what did I do?
She
fucked
literally fucked me and by the time I got out of the bathroom, she was dressed. And all she needed to do was give me a slap on the ass and say, thanks. And I literally sat in the hotel room because I planned this whole evening of romance. And she literally just wanted to fuck me and just leave. And I was sitting in my hotel room. I had actually called a friend and was like, dude, is something wrong? Because I've never had this happen to me. And I was really insecure about it. I was like, usually I'm the one that's like, all right, thanks for the night.
Yeah.
It's great. I'll call you. And someone do it to me. I'm like, yeah, this is a little strange, you know?
I remember what you said to me. You said, did she just fucking run? I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. I was blown away. I was literally blown away. I'm still kind of insecure about it. So unresolved feelings.
Oh, we'll work it out. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
No, I mean, when you told me that story, that you jumped ahead to it. That was when I had that down, because when you said that to me, it made me laugh so hard the way you put it. When you're like, did you just fucking run? I don't know how you feel about it, but you never told me that you called a friend.
Yes.
You phoned a friend.
I phoned a friend. Because, you know, safety first, even though we're guys, you know, I called a friend and said, hey, you know, I'm going on this date, blah, blah, blah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Like, in case you never came back?
No. Don't worry about you being a psychopath like that.
Oh, okay. That's what girls do.
You know,
okay.
It's like you want to let someone know, hey, this is what's going on. What do you
think? Yeah.
So, you know, it's like what I told you. I planned a jazz bar, dinner.
Yeah.
None of that happened. We had two drinks, and she was like, hey, you want to go up to the room? Hey, what about dinner? No, I don't want to do dinner.
No, I'm ready to fuck.
Hey, let's go to the jazz bar. No, I don't want any jazz music. Literally, it was like, okay, let's go up to the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, literally, she just took advantage of me.
I'm sorry. I don't remember.
I don't even recall orgasming.
You didn't?
No. You were like, hurry up.
Wait.
You did.
I did not say hurry up.
You know, I have some stamina, so you... I think you were like, hurry up. And I went and changed the condom. And then when I got back, you were dressed.
I don't remember that. We're going to have to recap that. I think... I don't remember that specifically. Hmm. I remember... Yeah, I remember. I mean, I know I got mine.
Oh, of course you did.
You didn't orgasm?
No.
No, yes, you did.
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. I think you were like, hurry up.
I think you're thinking of someone else.
No.
Sweetheart, I think you're... I don't remember.
Babe, that was a vivid memory.
It was
fun, but you didn't want to extend it. You just wanted yours. Which, guys, it does happen.
Oh!
And I'm sure you will get some emails from guys that have had that happen to them where...
I don't remember
the
this.
The females are like, now, like, hey, I got mine. Can you hurry up?
I don't remember that. No. Okay. I don't remember that, but I've never said that to somebody. Could you hurry up? Uh-uh. That's never come out of my lips.
Well, I won't say it was hurry up.
Maybe you felt it was implied, but I didn't.
Well, then, if you implied it, it's still the same thing.
No. But I'm just saying maybe you felt that way, but I didn't. I didn't.
Maybe it's because I got up and changed the condom, and when I got back, you were dressed.
I thought you got in the shower and you ordered room service. And
yes.
That's okay. You got in the shower and ordered room service. I'm like, I don't want to eat that food. I'm just ready to go. And I just put my clothes on. That's what I remember. I'm like, I don't want to eat and then, you know, and then have a round two with after I've eaten. I'm like,
that makes no sense.
I don't know. That was a long time ago because we met.
It's been over a year.
Yeah. So it's hard for me to, like, you know. go back.
You're not the one that went through the trauma.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Now, see, they even know that I ordered food, and you were just like, I don't want to eat this food. See, this podcast is going south.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No. We're going to, okay. No, but what I remember was the story you told afterwards, how much you had me laughing, because when you said, like, when you said, did you just fucking run? I don't know how I feel about that. I thought that was so funny because, because it doesn't happen to guys.
No. But you know what? Like I've told you, I've said, I will always be completely honest.
Yeah.
And that's one of the truths. You know, you just have to say what's on your mind.
I love it.
You know, when you get a certain age, it's like, you
don't
care.
You're like, fuck it. I know.
You're going to say
put it out there. Right. And
you know what? That's how I felt.
Now, what did your friend say? I didn't know you phoned a friend.
You know what?
What did that person say?
I really can't remember.
Yeah.
But it was something like, oh, you know, it happens.
It happens?
You know. Yeah, but just to wait to see what you said the next, you know, next time we talk.
Right.
Because, you know, I knew it wasn't bad because I knew you had an orgasm. But just because someone has an orgasm doesn't mean that it's good sex.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that I was, you know, because usually, you know, if somebody is enjoying it, they just want to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't want to have a reputation as a bad fuck.
You're not a bad fuck at all.
Well, I know that now, you know, but at the time
you thought, you know, what
you're
the
kinda
hell?
Yeah. Sitting there hugging your pillow with your room service room. You're like, shit.
There's all this food and she's gone.
Yeah.
That's like, she's in her Uber.
Yeah. Get you Uber.
I did. Oh my God. That's hilarious. I didn't. This is the part of I'm glad I brought that up. I didn't know this side of the story.
Yeah.
Yes. You never told, because that was a while ago. We've obviously moved past that, but that's hilarious. Okay. So I want to get to sort of a heavier, I'm going to interject the heavier subject. Then we can go back to the lighter stuff. So as you know, I have all these crazy weird stalkers and you know that's why I'm glad to finally have you on a goddamn podcast because
I am that guy.
No, because I have these fucking wackadoodles who think you're
some
dom who has all these subs and because you travel. I mean, there was like, basically here's how they put it together from my understanding.
Yes.
Okay. Because you're African American, because you have a big cock, and because you're traveling, all of a sudden, you're this guy.
Unless these women are in China or Japan, because those are the only two places I travel to for work.
No.
And I'm not going to go to a third world country or a foreign country to have sex.
No.
Just not my
thing. You don't need to. Right.
No, it's not my thing.
Anyway, so, okay, I know. That's why I'm glad I have you on here. Like, you can finally clear the air. But
crazy people do not recognize crazy. So they're more than likely will say, it's him disguising his voice.
So. Okay. Well, yeah, I know. We're probably not. I know. Exactly. Once somebody is on that crazy train.
They ride it like a horse.
Yeah. They're going to ride it to the end. But that being said, I told you about. Yeah, I was talking to you the whole time. You were the first person that, from the beginning, said you need to have pick a different name. You gave me great advice, and thank goodness, really, seriously, thank you. And I followed that advice, thank goodness. But still, you're right, you know, and you said, you said back then, before I even had crazies, you said crazies are going to come out of the woodwork. I'm like, no way, that's not going to happen. No. It did. But even worse than that, I get all this crazy hate. I don't know what you call it. What do you call it? We're just trolls. We call it trolls. Yeah, trolls. Okay. And So one of the things that I got from the, you know, you get, I get the body shaming and all that, which, as I've told you, I'm like, you're just going to have to pick something. You're going to have to pick another door because you're not going to body shame me. I mean, I'm like, I don't have, I'm not ashamed of anything. I'm not ashamed of my body in any way, shape, or form. Or, you know, then it's like, well, you must have an ugly face or you must have a big nose. Do I have a big nose?
No, you have a normal nose.
I have a normal, yeah. Do I have an ugly face?
I would not touch anything with a 10-foot pole that's ugly.
That's right.
I am the most egotistical dude. You know, I will date down sometimes.
I know. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Not me.
She's
you're not,
gorgeous.
You're not,
believe me.
You're not dating down with me. Okay.
No, she is gorgeous.
Okay. So, one of the things they threw out there, a zinger. Uh-huh. Hit me with a zinger. And they said, you keep, you know, because I was telling you, so on Tumblr, like, I'll post these pictures. And, you know, a lot of times it's in an interracial couple. And, you know, like, and I'm doing that. And I'm like, I'm thinking of you. I'm like, I post things that either I find it hot or it really relates to me. Sometimes it doesn't relate to me. But if it's interracial, it's about D. Yeah. And so they send this message and it says, you know, they go through the body shaming. And then they also say, you keep sucking that. And they use the N word, dick. And the truth is, I've never had anybody hit me with that word. And I don't like that word. I've never liked that word. I don't use that word. And it just, I don't even want, it's like, I hate to acknowledge it, but that fucking made me furious because it's so.
Well,
I mean, I don't live with it, but.
Yes. You know, personally, I've never, ever had someone say it to me.
No, you haven't. No.
Which I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
So.
That's why nobody said it to you.
No one probably said it to me.
They're afraid.
But it's the subtle things that, you know, you can say. You know, because, you know how I've been in swinging relationships.
Yes.
Where, you know, I've been with a partner and we've been at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of a voyeur, which, you know,
yeah.
I don't really participate.
Yeah.
But you'll see another person's partner, they kind of looking and like,
yeah,
hey, that's something I might want to partake
of. Right, sure.
But their male partner's kind of like, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then their male partner's looking at my partner like,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not where they're saying it, but the actions are speaking the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you kind of learn to live with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's out there. It's no, I don't want to say it's the same as someone being fat shamed or, you know, or gay or whatever.
Bashing or whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, they want to find that one button that they want to push, and mm-hmm. they will push it.
Mm-hmm.
And it may occur sometime in my life, you know, where someone may have the balls to say it in my face. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? I could probably clean their clock, but I just more than likely will walk off because it's like, it's not worth my...
Yeah.
I've worked too hard to establish what I have to lose it.
I know.
For some fool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The same thing is just like what I told you with trolls.
I know.
Their only job is to troll. So it's
I
like,
know.
You know, it's like...
I know. You've told me this. You have told me this. You have said this. And I...
It's part of IT. You know.
You get this more than I do.
Yes. So, you know, it comes with the territory, you know, if you...
I know, but not for me normally, right? Like, this is new territory for me, right?
So, it's like
the whole...
Riding a joy wave, you got to ride the troll wave.
Right, you got to...
It's like, hey, you know...
You
got
to have the ups and the downs.
You look at it this way. Trolls are giving you clicks. They're giving you views.
Yeah.
And it's not positive views, but it's still views.
I know.
And
I know.
That's all that matters at the end of the day. You know, exposure, getting your voice out there.
Yeah.
Saying, adding your bit to the world, whether it's going to help someone or not.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, if someone drops the N-bomb, via the laptop or whatever, so be it. They can say, you know, you can go find that all day on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. You know, it's going to happen. So it's like, you know.
I know, but I got to tell you, I'm not going to lie.
It works. Now, trust me.
It got to me. I was just like, you know, because I remember when I first met you, we talked about, you know, you said, I don't really like the whole like BBC, like that whole thing. And I agree with it because for me, it's about the person. I mean, I'm attracted to you. It's not about, you know, I don't have a fetish. It's not a fetish for me. I like you.
Yeah, you know.
So I think when somebody said that to me, I was just like, I told you, you know, when we were driving up here, I just said, you know, I'm not a very, there's been a very few times where I just felt like I could lay somebody out. And this was one of the times where I thought, had that person said that to me face to face, their fucking ass would have been on the ground. And I'm not, a physically aggressive or imposing person, but I'm not kidding you. I would have just rung, you know, cleaned their clock. It's not that stuff's just not acceptable to me. That's how I feel about it.
You find it in I've heard that in the past when, you know, with dating someone that was in a lifestyle, mm-hmm. and we went to parties and stuff like that. And the funny thing is, out of the year that we were together swinging, mm-hmm. we only hooked up with one couple.
Yeah.
The rest of the time we were playing with each other because, you know, people crowd your space, you know.
Yeah.
The movies make swinging look all this glamorous where all these hot people are.
Yeah.
Mainly it's like old fat people.
No, I know. I told you, it's not
where you're finding someone that is compatible with you. Even when you go to Vegas, all these places.
Right.
So I had an experience where someone did approach us and he said that his wife wanted to experience the BBC.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my partner, she laid into the dude like he's just not some cock, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Which is great because you know what? She knew me as a person, which, you know, some guys are that way. You know, some guys are just, you know, they got a big dick and they're like, hey, this is my dick and this is my identity.
They lead with their dick.
Yeah. Where for me, it's like, hey, you know, it's an experience, you know, because you know what? I don't have any. Well, I do have a few things on my bucket list that I got to knock off, which you know about. But, you know.
Wait a minute. I don't. Talk about that later.
Bucket list things involve like swinging or anything like that. You know, there are interpersonal things that I just want to accomplish,
uh-huh.
which will be with a partner. It doesn't have anything to do with group sex or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a strange thing. It's like, you know, I don't know. How would I phrase it? I guess I would put it as if you're a guy, it's like when we talked about dating young. When you're young, it's all about the good looks and being an athlete.
Yeah.
And when you're older and you've accomplished the things that will attract the women to you, like you have a great job, you have the car, you have the house, you have all the things that pull women, then you can really... If you've never had the experience as a younger guy, you're running wild with all these dates, and it makes it really easy now. You got Tinder, you got AFF, you got Bumble, you got, you know, even if you want to be...
Coffee meets Bagel, all this stuff,
Match.com,
make
a profile, and you get all of the things that, you know, women want. Because, guys, you know, we're snipers. We'll take everything that a woman wants to have just to hit that target.
Sure.
You know, you can put all that out there, and still, you're knocking off gold sheets. Oh, I got my threesome finally. Oh, I know.
I'm still kind of doing that.
Yeah. So, I think it's the same way with, you know, some people like, hey, you know, you never had a black cock.
Uh-huh.
Now you're like, okay, but the approach is different. You know, like when you approached me, it was like, hey, we're connecting.
Wait, did I approach you? I thought you approached me.
I approached you, but you...
Okay.
All right. Semantics.
Hold on now. Yes.
Hey, but yeah. You sent an email out, and guys know, we all know we're online. Uh-huh. You send out 20 emails, copy and pasting all 20 the same thing.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
I don't.
We do that.
Oh, and I don't.
Too much work to say something creative.
We find a creative line. But that's the thing.
We send out it to everyone.
Okay, hold on. I gotta say right now, it's this fishy. Is a really interesting point. I think this is the difference between men and women. I can tell when I'm getting those, but yes.
How do you know?
Because it's just generic enough, but it's not applicable enough. It's right there on the cusp. And I look closely because I look at somebody's profile and I have to make a direct comment. I have to say something. I mean, I read their profile.
Yes. But we can make it generic enough to change one word in there to make it unique for you.
I know, but okay. And you know what? I'm not opposed to efficiency. Trust me.
But
I just don't, you know what? Here's the other thing. The truth is I don't ever.
You don't read half of them. You're looking at.
No. I don't reach out to anybody. So I don't have to really.
See? So it's.
Like, I don't have to face what you're facing. Like, how do I be original every time?
Also, we know that you're getting 50 million emails. So we have to send three or four to catch you. So
yeah.
You think we're going to be creative on each one?
I don't know. I'm just glad to hear
that. I'm not. You know, I'm going to say the same line to like five different people. After an initial meeting, then it's unique.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
But it's just to
see if
that person clicks.
You can get Yes. Okay. All right. Now let me see here. What's my next question? Oh, so we kind of got into the fucking run, as you called it, the fucking run, which I thought was so funny. I mean, when you told me that the first time, I was falling out of my chair. But you have the funniest, like your vernacular. You keep me up on like, I feel like you keep me up on the hip words. But the other one was, I don't know if you remember, the other one was not the, so you said you called it the fucking run, which I adopted. But you also said about one time, you're like, do you want to get in the, as I'm leaving, you're like, do you want to get in the shower? And I'm like, no. And then you, what did you say?
A hooker bath.
Are you just going to do a hooker bath? And I was like, what's a hooker bath? Can you?
Well, a hooker bath is just when you
go ahead.
Get a washcloth and you wipe your cooch off. You know, it's like, damn. It's like, 2 minutes in the shower is not enough for you.
So I was doing some hooker baths, I guess.
So this ties back into fucking getting up. See? She even gave me on the like third and fourth time the hooker bath.
No!
I'm like, hey. And you know, I have a nice place, you know.
I know.
We're talking about by the beach.
Yes.
It's like, hello. It's like,
I'm not trying to be a hooker.
No, but it's like, hello, you know, I have some nice towels.
You do.
I set it up like a hotel.
It's
I had the towel.
It's Pima cotton.
Yes, I had the towel out.
Very soft.
Hotel, shampoo, and soap. So she wouldn't have to use my shit. And she still was like, oh, I'll just wipe it up and leave. So.
I, you know what? I know, but this is the funny stuff. I love the like I said, the vernacular that you use. You always like, now I have incorporated that into my lingo, the hooker bath. Okay. So we got a little bit into this, but I just want you to kind of, if you could give a brief sort of summation to everybody. I've talked about you, but just, you know, about your kind of like your sexual background. I mean, you've done some swinging. I mean, you've done like, where are you to date with your whole, sexual adventures? Because I feel like you've done some stuff.
I Well, how it started was actually, you know what? In high school, you know, I had my first sexual relationship with the older woman. She was in college.
Oh, how much older?
She was, I don't know if she was a freshman in college, but she was older than me.
Well, but that's not...
She was more experienced than me, you know.
Okay, but 3 years, 4 years, that's not like a...
Well, in high school, it doesn't matter. It just matters how much experience she has, you know?
Yeah,
so, you know, she had more experience.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, we dated for a while. And then, of course, you know, high school relationships is like, what, a month is over.
Right.
So after that, then, you know, I kind of started really getting out there dating. Lots of people. Yeah. Right after high school, I was actually in college, and my first true experience with females was actually when I got approached to do some exotic dancing.
Oh, yes. I love this part. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, as a young guy, you know, we're feeling ourselves, you know.
Da, 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 da. Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
I realized how aggressive women were with stripping.
Tell.
Women are worse than men.
No.
Because, you know, as most strippers will tell you, that they start off bouncing for the female
strippers.
Why do
you say that?
Because, guys, we know, when we go see a stripper, we can't touch them.
Mm-hmm.
We might get a graze or a slap on the ass once in a while.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But that's about it.
Okay.
Women grab, prod.
They're grabbing your junk.
They're grabbing full junk. We can't grab pussy like Trump.
No.
So, that's going to equal a beat down from their bouncer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we can look and we can go, wow.
Yeah.
But we already know we can't touch.
Okay.
But you guys have the full reign to grab, prod.
Sure.
Everything.
We can push into the gray zone. Yeah.
Yes. And the worst we're going to do is go, oh, no.
Yeah.
And think we're going to get some ass later on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, you learn a lot about women. So I started dating lots of women. And then, you know, things, you know, I got my threesome at that time. You know, didn't know anything about swinging.
Yeah.
Until later on,
after
I met someone.
Yeah.
And she was in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's when I learned about the swinging thing. And I discovered myself, you know, anything I wanted to explore, she was up for.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Anything that she wanted to explore, I'm like, I'll see if I'm up for it.
Right.
Which I wound up being like, okay, I realized with myself, fucking and love are two different things.
Yeah.
To me.
Uh-huh.
And it depends on the person. Because some people, you know, even in a swinging situation, if a guy's laying a pipe to your woman a certain way, you might feel a certain way. You're like, whoa.
Wait, laying a pipe. This is your
He's dicking her down right.
Dicking
where she's loving it too much.
Dicking her down right.
So she's loving it too much. So,
oh my God.
You know, there's a certain orgasm.
Wait a minute.
That,
wait,
we get on a regular.
I know, but I got to say this, like, before I forget it, like, I always want to be dicked down right. I mean, damn.
But if you don't want someone else, you know, as a guy,
I'm not a guy.
There are certain levels of orgasms that you want to only give to your woman.
Okay. No, okay.
You don't want that mind-blowing orgasm where she's thinking about you 2 days later.
You don't want somebody else dicking her down, right? See, this is what I tell you. I get the... Okay. Here, fucking run. What was the second one? Hook her bath and dicking her down, right?
So, you don't want that. So... I learned something about myself. So in that moment, I knew there were certain rules with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to see my partner kiss someone else.
Oh, okay. No.
You know, that is like no.
Okay.
And then also, she needs to treat that person like a toy.
Okay.
So.
Can't be personal.
Can't be personal.
Yeah.
And also with him, he can't say anything to her.
Oh, like what?
So she's really treating him like a dildo. So it's like, I don't want to hear him slapping her ass. I don't want to hear him saying,
okay.
This dick. You know, some people say stuff all the time.
Sure.
So it's like you lay these rules down all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that eliminated a lot of personal issues with me.
Uh-huh.
with in the swinging environment.
Yeah.
And then also with her, you know, she had the same rules, pretty much similar. No kissing, you know. Everything else was a go. She's she liked girls too, so it was like, hey, we're gonna take full advantage of this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But with her, it was only the kissing situation. She didn't want me kissing her.
Uh-huh.
And also, you know, there was no separate sex. You know, we had to be in the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the normal stuff, you know, condoms, everything like that.
Sure.
Safety things are just
of course. Did she care if you were, she didn't care if you were going down on her. I mean.
You know, I've only had, when we were together, we actually only went down on someone twice because she would do it. She's girls.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So
she's like, no, let me get in there.
Situation, it was like,
she was more
into it. So it was more her thing.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so
yeah,
for me, swinging is really strange because, you know, I like to watch it, but I, you know, participating is, it's just participating.
Yeah.
You know, after you get your first threesome or you do a little group session, it's for me, it was just, all right, it's the same thing. It's not, you're just pumping. It's not really like it's giving me any extra pleasure that I'm not going to get from my partner.
Right.
So for me, it's more of the watching and exploring and kind of just observing, but also playing at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's more for her. You know.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so dicking it down. Oh, yeah. I love the lingo. Okay. Let's see. We did that. Okay. So kind of my last question. Oh, wait, no. Second to last question. We're here in Tahoe, and we're going to, we have some plans.
Yes.
I want to know, we've planned some things because I'm a snowboarder, you're a snowboarder. And then tomorrow we're going to go and...
Black guys do snowboard and surf. Just so you guys know that.
Put on the record. Thank you.
For the record.
I want to know, who do you think, A, number one, who do you think is the better snowboarder? Who's gonna ride the shit out of that mountain this winter? Number one. And number two, who do you think is going to be the better shot tomorrow?
You'll probably kill my ass in snowboarding. One, because I'm very cautious. I don't want to break a leg. Shooting wise, I'm going to smoke you and shoot.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Okay, you might. You might. Yes. I don't know.
I've been shooting since I was a kid.
Okay, so. Okay. All right. Yeah. You're there to kind of help me. But I actually have good aim.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We're going to test it out.
All right.
You know, we got a lot of rounds.
I like that. Now, you said you still have a bucket list. What's left on your bucket list?
You know, the funny thing is, I told you the weirdest thing about my bucket list, that I had sex in a car for the first time a year ago.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
I know.
You know.
Everybody's done it. Like teenagers do it in the car. Like, I mean,
I've always had a job, so I always got hotels.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm not going to fuck in a car. I'm
nice for you.
You know, it's like, shit, right. I'm going to tear a car up. And back then, I had a motorcycle. So it's like, it wasn't no fucking on a motorcycle.
No, right.
So I had my first sex session in the car, which was great. It was kind of weird. It wasn't great. I was kind of nervous because we were like, you know, downtown San Francisco. And I'm like, we're going to go to jail. So I was like, let me hurry up.
Now that you know all the shit that goes on downtown San Francisco, it's like, no, you're not going to jail. Nobody gives a shit. Yeah.
But still, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Fiji Islands.
Ooh.
That's one. You know, surrounded by water. Ooh. And then, you know, I have my plan for the Mile High.
Mile High. I hope I get to.
Yes.
Yes.
International flight.
I know. We're trying to plan a trip to, where are we going to go? China, Japan. Where are we going?
Hey, we can go China, Japan, Korea.
Wherever. Yeah. Okay.
So.
And we want to do that. I know. I want to do the Mile High too.
I have that plan.
Yeah.
Handicap bathroom. Anytime you guys plan a Mile High, handicap bathroom, first class. Large enough for two.
Yes.
Night flight.
Perfect.
One stewardess. And everyone's sleeping.
Oh, I know. So. I love it. I love it. So, yeah.
That's on the list.
Yeah. What else?
And then,
anything else?
I saw your hammock out there. I've never done it in a hammock.
You, well, I mean, that's drilled in there pretty good. Hey,
we can test it out.
Dee's talking about my hammock. I have so out there, out between the pine trees in my backyard, we have, at my cabin here, we have a hammock. And, well, first of all, I have to say, I don't know if I mentioned this, like, this is kind of a big deal because I've never had a man that I was sexually interested in.
I'm breaking in the Tahoe place.
which is kind of shameful for me. I've had this cabin for a while. Quite a while, many years. And I've had guy friends. And my friend Joel, everybody's heard me talk about my friend Joel. He just done podcast. We're like brother and sister, strictly platonic. He's been here. I've never had sex in my own cabin. Isn't that sad? That's going to change.
It's not sad. It's perfect. Everyone knows why I said it's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah.
These sloppy seconds.
You know what I mean? So, you won't be.
One of us had a waffle butt from the hammock.
I guess that would be. Oh, you know what though? We could use that like a sex swing.
Hey. As long as no grizzly bears jump out or some shit like
that. As long as we don't have the barbecue going, because they will come over the fence if. Yeah, if they smell cooking, they will come over the fence.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I have bear spray somewhere around here, but anyway.
Oh, shit, that'll be too late.
I know, yeah.
The last thing you need to hear on the news, naked black guy dies in Tahoe.
Mauled by a bear. Okay. So I know it's on your bucket list. Now, did you have any questions for me? I know you had them. We talked about it in the car driving up.
It's so crazy.
Don't let me down.
I lose my train of thought when we have
D.
We start drinking.
I know.
A second podcast.
Not even a one.
Let's see.
Just throw something in. Well, we have been drinking. What are we drinking? Are these Moscow mules?
These are hillbilly mules.
Oh, we call them hillbilly. Why are they hillbilly mules?
The moonshine.
Oh, because they have moonshine in them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Everything that has Moscow Mule in it, but we're using, instead of vodka or tequila, whatever your choice, we're using moonshine.
Okay.
We're coming close to the end of your exploration.
Uh-huh.
So, what are your plans after? What are you going to do with yourself?
You mean sexually?
Yeah.
Well, it's the end. So I want to clarify this because this is a good question because people are emailing in and asking this the same thing. It's just the end of my sharing, of putting it out there. It's not the end of my sexual exploration, I guess, if you want. I mean, I'm not just going to be like, okay, no, I'm not having sex anymore. Boop. But as I've said, the podcasting and the blogging and also just sharing, that interpersonal part is, I'm over it. You know, honestly, I'm over it. Right. I'm over it right now. I mean, to be honest, I'm over it right now. If I said I would do it to the 31st and I will. If I could have rescinded that, I just would have stopped maybe a little while ago. But,
Which is good because we've been brainstorming some ideas.
Yeah.
For the next phase of this podcast.
What to do. Yeah.
What to do.
Yeah.
And it might be good. You know, your listeners could probably give you some suggestions.
I know. I put that out there. I've said, what I've said is this just being reliable, solely maintaining, or running on me, being the one that's out there having these experiences and then writing about it and then podcasting about it. It's not sustainable. I said that in the very beginning, like I can't, you know, this can't go the distance. You can't do this, you know, something that's sustainable is a normal working business model that can repeat and repeat and repeat. This isn't it. But also I said that I would be honest about my, you know, like my feelings and expose myself. I hate that. I have been, but I don't like it. And I'm also to the point too, where, you know, like there's times where I censor myself and, you know, I don't say really like everything. And I don't, you know, I just know like,
so it's, what have you censored?
Oh fuck. A lot of shit. I mean, really just a lot of stuff. If I was just talking to myself, you know, like there would be a whole lot more. Yeah, a whole lot more, right? It's not, I didn't realize how hard, well, in the beginning, when nobody was listening, it was brilliant. It was perfect. Uh-huh. It was just like an audio journal. Mm-hmm. And then as people started to listen and comment and follow, which was great, but the downside is that I got self-conscious about, you know, certain things. And, you know, I can't say, I have to keep it somewhat surface level. You know, like I really wanted to, the original intention was, that's a really good question because I don't think I've ever really kind of gone this deep with it. But the original intention was for me to be able just to really say exactly what I was feeling, where this was taking me, you know, the normal stuff that people feel. Uh-huh. But they only probably acknowledge to themselves. That's what I wanted to do. I can't, you know, as I sit here now, I can't say that I honestly accomplished that.
So do you feel that now you have a deeper understanding of how the physical and the emotional side of sex intertwine?
Yes.
Because I honestly feel like, you know what, I used to think that just fucking, like I say, fucking and love are two different things, but fucking and emotions are, I kind of intertwine the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because it's like,
it's a big gray zone.
Yeah. You're giving yourself to someone.
It's a big gray zone.
You know, you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know,
you know what? It's interesting. That's a good point. I think that now that we're having some life experience, mm-hmm. we, like, when I was 20, that was easier to do. Like, mm-hmm. the real just, like, yeah, I'm here to have my orgasm, and I'm going to go. Like the way you interpret it.
So you've been doing this for since 20?
No.
No,
that's never actually been my thing. But you know what I mean? Like it changes over time. And I told everybody about, you know, when I lost my mom, and then as I was going through this, and just before the end of the year of last year, where I was really getting to the point where I was just saying, like, you know what, in order to do this, like, I have to keep all these walls up, and it's exhausting. I don't want to do that anymore because I'm really not that person anymore. I'm kind of was realizing that, you know, I am changing as you do, you evolve over time. Everybody does.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, you know, just came up was, you know what? I'm not that girl anymore. I'm not that girl anymore. And then, you know, moving into year two, it's like, now I just really want to be, I want to be free to just have, mm-hmm. have what I'm having and not share it.
Yeah. You know, cause yeah. It's, I understand what you're saying. Cause it's yeah. like when I tell you, I don't listen to your podcast.
Yeah. Because, I know you don't. I know. That's interesting. Tell me why
because,
you don't.
Because, you yeah. know, yeah. I've listened to two of your podcasts.
Yeah.
The Girls Trip one that you said, listen to.
Yeah.
And the one when you initially spoke about me for the first time,
uh-huh.
you told me to. And I said the other ones I was.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah.
One is because, like I said, some of the things that we do are intimate.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
I don't want to hear about someone else no. with you, you know?
Sure.
Which,
yeah.
you know. That's my insecurity, which I'm aware of it, but you know, it's like, hey, you know what? Go out and enjoy, go out, and mm-hmm. have fun,
yeah.
go out, do your thing. And you know, yeah. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I'm yeah. like, hey, this is what I think. This mm-hmm. is what I think you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing yeah. and forget everyone else that says anything yeah. else. But for my own personal, you know, part of it is just knowing yourself enough yeah. to say, hey, I can't deal with this.
Right.
You know? And I don't want to hear about it.
Which, yeah.
But then also, part of it is that when we are communicating, I don't want to feel like I'm regurgitating or doing something that I heard
mm-hmm.
that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I want it to always be organic.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how when we're yeah. always together, we're just kind of messing up on certain things or
yeah.
screwing up or
right.
we're just
yeah.
kind of laughing and it's
yeah.
just random stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just organic. It's,
yes.
It,
yeah.
I think if I heard the script, or I heard something beforehand, and it's
yeah.
like, in my, even if I'm not trying, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to try to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I don't want to be that dude.
Yeah.
So it's just easier for me to say, you know what? I don't want to listen.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly fine with me, you know, and.
You know what? I mean, I totally get that because I've said from the beginning, actually, I've said to, you know, like, because I get the question a lot. Well, if the roles were reversed, would you see somebody that was doing, you know, doing exactly what you're doing? Mm-hmm. Probably not. I mean, honestly, probably not. Or I don't, you know, because I wouldn't be able, you're stronger than I am. I wouldn't be able to help myself. I'd be like, I'd have to listen to that shit and then I'd convex about it. You know, I mean,
Now, some of the stories you've told me are yeah, hilarious.
I know, yeah.
Because I can listen to them when it comes from you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear it from...
A podcast.
The podcast.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just different from...
Yeah. Me. No, I totally get it. I mean, I'm just like... No, I know. But again, what... So to kind of circle back on that, like, I'm really... Yeah, I'm at that point where I'm looking forward to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, well, no, you can't stop. No, you know, like, I want to stop.
Well... I gave her the suggestion of having you guys submit your stories
yeah.
and then
yeah.
everyone else can give their input.
Yeah.
Which would be great. It
yeah.
keeps it going. And then I'll finally be able to listen to some of this
right.
shit.
I know.
Like, damn.
Like, I know. No, I think so. I know. I've put it out there like, you know, I want to find a way to sort of parlay this into something else. And I've yeah. got some time to kind of think about it. And I know you're like the, you know, you're from the IT side, so you can help me really dig into that. But, yeah. So was that all the questions you had for me? I know you're not.
I'll come with someone when I'm sober.
I know.
I'll email you. That'll be my first email yeah. to your podcast.
I know. There you go. You can ask me like a listener, like answer this on a Q&A. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're good. So, all right. Oh, look at that. We're almost an hour. Holy shit. Okay. I think it's time to wrap it up because
yes.
we have to finish. Oh, we have to finish our drinks here.
Yes.
We have our lovely fire and our days here in Tahoe. And
yeah,
and
she'll let you know when I kick her ass at shoot.
I will let you know when I am victorious. Also, when we are heading down the mountain.
Yes.
And I'm waiting for you. Like, where's D?
I take my time. I'm not breaking my leg to impress anybody.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And as usual, questions or comments, you know where to send them.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.